Rich, I hope it's okay, but I'd like to spend some time chatting with you this morning.
That's not a problem.
Tell me about last night's Lansing City Council meeting.
Oh, well, very short. The meeting went until 8:30 last night, and not a whole lot on the agenda. I think really the biggest thing that they discussed was this snow and ice removal assessment for last winter. And this is a story that we've covered off and on over the last year under this new snow removal ordinance. Basically, last winter, the city levied a cost of nearly $21,000 to those property owners who failed to shovel their sidewalks, remove the snow and ice following any major storm that happened last winter. And council approved that assessment unanimously. So that was really the biggest item on the agenda last
night.
Now,
do we have any movement on the property that is going to be swapped, the property that Davenport as well as LCC was looking into, but it looks like Davenport has a deal in order?
Nothing yet on the council side, although we could see something along those lines next month. The latest update on that is that there have been a couple of letters filed with the city clerk's office from some officials at LCC over their concerns about all that's happened. Those letters are being referred to the city council's committee of the whole, and they'll take that up. I think they'll do that in a couple of weeks, and you know, next month we could see something happening.
Okay,
with this.
Rich, any talk about the millage? I haven't seen signs. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I haven't heard a whole lot about it either. I don't know if this LCC Davenport thing is kind of putting a cloud over that, if you will. The millage vote is about 6 weeks away. I did speak with Councilmember Eric Hewitt last night, as you may have heard in the newscast this morning, and we'll continue to run those stories. You know, he's still strongly against putting this measure on the ballot. You know, he thinks this is something that the council should take up themselves instead of the voters. They would have to lower the millage if the council did that, because there is a limit. I think it's like 3.7 mils. You know, this here, what's going on the ballot, they're talking about 4 mils for police, fire, and roads. So there is still 6 weeks left. You know, and at the same time, Hewitt also made an interesting point as well during the conversation, in that really the council should not be pushing this one way or the other. Maybe get more information over what it's about, but really, according to him, you know, council should just, you know, put the basic information out there and let the voters decide, since it is a ballot measure, whether he likes it or not.
And I used to hear the old saying from my football coach, save the drama for your mama. And there's going to be a lot of drama tonight in Ingham County, isn't there?
Yeah. You know, our understanding, as Randy Schaefer told you last Friday, is that some of the supervisors within the Ingham County Road Commission are expected to address the county board at tonight's meeting in Mason at 6:30 at the courthouse over everything that's been going on within the Road Commission. You know, the third-party report released recently indicating that culture of mistrust within that road commission. And you know, this is something that's been going on pretty much throughout this whole calendar year, going back to these racial bias allegations against a couple of the road commissioners who were not reappointed back in February. It's been nonstop since then.
Well, I received a phone call after the dinner hour last night, and from what I understood, I was told that tonight's meeting could be explosive. There is going to be evidence introduced at tonight's meeting,
yes.
Documents, phone records, other information. There are going to be employees of the Ingham County Road Commission talking tonight about that situation, and much of this information and this dialogue is going to go in support of Bill Conklin and the other current leadership, including Mr. Benjamin, who is thought to going to be demoted. Yeah. There is this controversy stems from the fact that there are some board members who brought in Shirley Rogers, Deb DeLeon being one of those, to clean up the mess. There are some who accuse the Road Commission of making hires or promoting from within, but not promoting based on merit, promoting based on favoritism. Well, apparently a lot of these allegations are going to be argued tonight, and there's going to be evidence brought to the forefront. And when you talk about what's happened, this is scandalous from the aspect of a phone message was accused, was supposedly left accusing someone of cheating on their wife. And a lot of folks are afraid to come forward and speak because they're afraid for their jobs. Right. And you wonder, with all this drama going on, how's the work get done? So tonight's meeting perhaps will go a long way in determining what happens with this, some resolution. Vince Dragonetti, an Ingham County Board of Commissioner, has asked for the resignation of Sherry Rogers, who's the chair of the Road Commission. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Vince Dragonetti, Randy Schaefer, they've been very outspoken on this issue from the county board side. And it'll be interesting tonight, in which, you know, we'll get finally that perspective from the Road Commission side. I mean, we spoke with Shirley Rogers a couple weeks ago. Kind of, we like to kind of get a little more perspective from that side, and we'll definitely get that. And I'm anxious to hear the reaction from some of the board commissioners, like Dragonetti, Schaefer, Deb DeLeon. Should be interesting.
Police reports are going to be submitted to. We've had in the news recently a member involved in this who suffered a heart attack.
And, that's right.
You know, so this is a serious issue, and also. Tonight, what's going to be discussed, there's a full-time permit person, someone who handles the permits. It's thought that that person only was pushed into that full-time position, for which some contend you only need a part-time job due to the fact Shirley Rogers favored this person. So it should be a pretty interesting meeting tonight. We'll be covering it.
Yeah, well, we'll be there 6:30 at the county courthouse in Mason. Should be a packed house there tonight, too.
All right. Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you.